Life. Sometimes so much is compressed into such a little word. Life can be overwhelming, but also quite breathtaking. Join our host, Josiah Carrick, as we follow a freshman, a sophomore, a junior, and a senior, each experiencing life's joys and challenges here at Cedarville University. We can have hope through everything because Romans 8:28 reminds us that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. This is 1,000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast.
All right, welcome back, Joseph.
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Doing good.
Good. Day 653, does that mean anything to you?
At this point, I think I'm just numb to it. It doesn't mean anything at the moment.
No, I understand.
I think once we hit like 800, then I'll be like, then it'll come back. You know, it's like a resurgence, so.
You've got a whole another year.
Yeah, exactly. That's like, but only two more full semesters.
Now that's crazy.
I don't like
if you
that.
Put it like that.
Yeah, that makes it so much worse.
Okay, we got a lot to cover. You put a lot in your journal entry, so thank you. What have academics been like recently? You had two big tests?
Yeah, so like right after, like the Friday after we last recorded, I had an exam in ADLD, which was like super quick because it was like third week of classes. But it was really just mostly a review exam for like DLD that we took freshman year. And it went really well. I was able to study pretty hard for it. And like I felt pretty confident going into it. And I ended up getting a decent A. So felt really good about that. And then actually this morning, I took an ethics exam. So I was not like worried about it, but just like apprehensive because I've never, I hadn't taken an exam with this professor before and I didn't know exactly what it was going to look like. But from what he made it sounded like it'd be a lot of definitions and like terms and stuff like that. And that's really what it was. So I feel really good about it. I finished it in like 15, 20 minutes and then was out of class.
An exam in 15 minutes?
Yeah, it was 3 pages, but a lot of it was just matching. And so it was literally just write one word and then there were a couple that asked me to like list some characteristics of different types of like ethics. And then the last one was like explain about the creation mandate and like how that applies to my job. So all of that, like not too bad. Most of it didn't take too long. Yeah.
What's this VHDL homework stuff? I don't know what that means.
Yeah. So if you see VHDL stands for something that is more than 4 words long. So the V in VHDL stands for Very High Speed Integrated Circuit Program. And then HDL stands for Hardware Development Language.
Why do they have to do that?
I don't know. I think there were hardware development languages that already existed beforehand. And then this one was just a very high-speed integrated circuit one. And so then they just decided to throw that. Because you don't have like an 8-letter long acronym. That's so lame. So they threw a bunch of words into one letter. But it's essentially, it's a type of like programming language that actually makes hardware. And so we're ADLD, a lot of it is learning how to program things called like field programmable gate arrays, which is essentially you build hardware using code. And so this is the language you use it for. And like this is the first time we've ever been introduced to it. We do a little bit with it in DLD, but you don't really learn what it is. You just like kind of dabble in it. So this is when we've actually like first started writing the code. So the first homework he says is pretty difficult because he gives you this one really big problem that's pretty tedious to get through, and you're not super comfortable with the like language yet. So it's kind of hard to like work your way through it. But me and my girlfriend worked on it together, and like honestly, we didn't have much trouble. It took some time, probably like 3 to 4 hours for like a 3 or 4 question homework, but it still was it wasn't too bad. He also gave us some like different guides to kind of like help us through it so we can get more familiar with how to do everything. So really not too bad, just time consuming more than anything.
You said 3 to 4 hours. I don't think I've ever spent 3 to 4 hours on like a worksheet assignment.
Oh, I've spent way more than 3 to 4 hours on like a regular homework before. This is like a middle of the ground.
I could not do what you do. No way. No way on God's green earth could I spend 3 to 4 hours on worksheet homework anyway.
You know.
You're like, this is normal.
Yeah, it's not that bad at all. This is an average day. Average Tuesday.
Okay, let's move on to something that I know I can talk about a bit. You've been really enjoying your theology class so far.
Yeah, theology has been so cool. I really like Dr. Smith. He actually knows my dad. I'm not 100% sure why. I think part of it, my dad's a pastor, and I think part of it is like my dad uses the CSB for a lot of like like for our church, he just generally likes to use that one for like all the like biblical readings and stuff like that. And then Dr. Smith was a part of that translation, like making that happen.
Oh, wow.
So I know he's done some conferences and stuff. And then when my dad was here to speak on campus, he and Dr. Smith had like emailed back and forth a little bit because Dr. Smith wasn't able to actually be there for his chapel services and he was pretty bummed. So they're like talking like in like really like they talk to each other. So like they're acquaintances. But I don't know 100% why. but that's why I wanted to take it with him. And I really like the class, especially because like a lot of it tends to just be Q&A with Dr. Smith. So he'll go through some stuff and has general outlines for like what we want to do with the class. But then like really, even if you have a super off-topic question, like he wants to answer it. So like there are times when we've spent like we've spent the entire class period where it's just we ask him a question, he answers, and we ask him another question. And then like I've like been having more really cool conversations with friends outside of that class just because we're all in like different theology classes. Sure. And so all of it's in our minds. And then we'll come to something where we're like, I don't really get this. And then I'll bring it to Dr. Smith and I'll be like, hey, can you explain to me like the permanent humanity of Jesus, or explain to me how like Jesus can be all knowing, but then also there's times whenever he says like, no one knows the time of the second coming, not even the Son, only the Father. Mm-hmm. And so like, how does that make sense? And then like Dr. Smith gives really good like insight into it. And it's just been really fun to like have a safe space to just ask those questions and then hear back. And then even just the like general instruction he goes through has been so cool. Like to really be able to like pinpoint like, what do we believe like about our faith and why especially do we believe it? There's a lot of things where it's like, I've grown up my whole life knowing we believe in the Trinity, but maybe really couldn't point out like biblically, okay, why and like what right. does that mean? Mm-hmm. And so I've been learning a lot about that. It's been really cool.
We definitely need to understand how to defend what we believe in mm-hmm. because like you and I, we've been grown up in Christian homes and so we just believe this all of our life.
Yep.
Sometimes parts of our faith aren't our own.
Yep, exactly.
Because it's just what we've believed the whole time.
Yeah, it's been really, really cool. I've loved it. I really look forward to going to theology every Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Is it Theo 1 or 2?
Theo 1.
Okay.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's been a lot of fun.
Busy weekends, though, as well. You saw Puss in Boots.
Oh, so good. I'm not kidding.
You're one of those people.
Look, okay, I was not the one that planned it. One of our friends was like, I want to go see Puss in Boots. We're going to get a group together to go. And we're like, sure, let's do it. So he planned it like weeks ago. And then we all get in the cars and driving to go see Puss in Boots. And I was like, I've heard it was good, but my expectation was like people just enjoyed it because it was Shrek and, you know, the memes, whatever. Mm-hmm. We grew up with Shrek. People just like, whatever, jumped onto that bandwagon. So I didn't really have that high of expectations. And then we went in there and I can't find one thing to really complain about with the movie.
Like, really?
It is really like a top five animated movie of all time for me.
Wow.
The animation itself is beautiful. Me and my roommate, after we watched it, came back and we're just watching like one of the opening fight scenes and just kept pausing it on different frames. And it was just art piece after art. Like mm-hmm. literally you could take that, put it in an art museum and I would think someone would have like painted that and it was an art. Like it was just wow. beautiful. And I think animation has started to reach the point where it's less like, let's make it look more real and more just like, let's put our own style into it. And sure. so it felt very stylized. Kind of, it reminded me of like Into the Spider-Verse, not because it looked like Into the Spider-Verse, but because it was like, they wanted to take creative liberties with how they were doing their animation and make it look really cool. And then on top of that, like the plot was really well done and the character development was amazing. Like it had really in-depth character development for like not super important side characters that didn't feel like it was intruding on the main story. Like it was just super well done character development for not even the main characters. And then the main characters had even more development than that. Like it was just like, it was fantastic. Like anybody should go see it. Like I really, like I didn't think I would be telling people to go see Puss in Boots.
Right.
But I called my parents right afterwards, like, go see Puss in Boots.
You told your parents
yes.
to go see
it. I called and go, take my little brothers, like, go see Puss in Boots as soon as possible. You will not regret it. Like, yeah, it was so good.
Good. I never grew up on Shrek.
I didn't really either, to be honest. I think I've seen all of them at some point, but never like really cared that much about it. People will probably get mad at me for saying that, but like, but Puss in Boots was phenomenal, and I wasn't really that big of a Shrek person growing up either.
Okay. All right.
And I haven't even seen the first Puss in Boots movie either, so just go into it, whatever, and it stands on its own. You don't need to know, like, yeah, going into it.
Okay. I might have to go see this
thing. You should. It's really good.
One more thing. You went out for RA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's super exciting.
Yeah, I applied. I mean, literally the day I've been thinking about wanting to be an RA since spring semester last year. But the thing is, like, I didn't go to CU Lead last year just because I wasn't really at that moment. Whenever that was coming out, I didn't think I was going to do anything. I had no like real intentions to do it. And then started getting closer to RA applications, and I was talking to people. I was like, man, now I kind of want to do it. But I'm glad I didn't have the chance, because I think there's a lot of ways that God has worked in me since then. Not that I think I would have made a bad RA this year, but I think I will make a much better RA next year.
Sure.
Like, with how much progress I've made in my faith and like where I'm at spiritually. And then, yeah, they came out 2 Mondays ago, something like that, a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I pretty much filled out the application like the night it came out. I was really excited.
Yeah, when you get something like that and you do it immediately, it's like you're super excited about it. I can relate.
Yeah. So then, and then we had RA group interviews this last Saturday, and it was super fun. A lot of it wasn't necessarily what I expected. But I haven't really done group interviews before. But a lot of it was just like games and like hanging out with people to try to see, so they could try to see like who you are naturally and like how you interact with people whenever you're like in your element. So it was a lot of fun. I really liked the RD. I'm trying to go for Walker. So it was Jacob Kitchens. I liked him a lot.
Okay.
He seems like a really cool guy.
Walker's becoming a guy's dorm.
Yeah, it was a girl's dorm. Now it's a guy's dorm for next semester. So,
okay.
Yeah.
What happens if you don't get it?
So if I don't get Walker...
Or RA.
Or RA at all. Yeah, I would definitely do... I would want to do Sting again.
Okay.
Because that was super fun this last semester. And I like honestly, I wouldn't be too bummed just because, A, I would love to do Sting again. Like, that was so much fun. And probably the biggest, like, loss of doing RA is that I couldn't do Sting.
Sure.
And then, I mean, it'd make my senior year a little bit more, like, light and manageable, which I wouldn't be upset about. So I'm kind of open to whatever. Like, if I don't get it, I'm not going to be devastated. If I get it, like, I'll be excited too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joseph, a lot of stuff the past 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's super exciting. Best of luck in your future, and you'll have to let us know how RA goes. Do you know when you'll find out?
No clue. I think the next step is like personal interviews with your RD.
Right.
So I'm not sure when I'll find out about like when that's happening and if I've got a personal interview or not. So
okay.
Yep.
Well, best of luck.
Yeah, thank you.
And we'll check in 2 weeks.
Sounds good.
Before you go, I hope you enjoyed this episode of 1000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast. If you liked it, you can follow us on Instagram and like our Facebook page. You can also go to our website, resoundradio.com, where you can listen to Resound's music broadcast, more episodes of 1000 Days, and view the journal entry from today's episode. This episode was produced by Jer Mobley and Hannah Newman, and edited by Owen Gray. I'm Josiah Carrick. Thanks for listening.